Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, Dave, I know the two of us are greatly looking forward to this conversation. Bill Guerin pulled off the biggest trade in the NHL in years and years. Quinn Hughes is a phenomenal player. He's off to a great start. But Bill reached out to both of us and sent both of us a text and said he wanted to start off this segment with an apology to the two of us individually. And to the show. What was your reaction when Bill sent us that text?
Well, it was very kind of him and also understandable.
Yeah, unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I felt required. So, Bill, the floor is yours. Go ahead. We're awaiting the apology. So as much time as you want. Go ahead. What do you think of the apology so far, Dave?
A little tepid.
Yeah. I'm not hearing much. So you don't think you should?
There it is. There it is. That was it.
That was the. I mean, Dave, did you feel like that was the Christmas spirit?
Well, he's approaching the Christmas spirit. He's got a week to get there.
Yeah. I, of course,
I got a little time.
Yeah, I like the whole hockey world is sending him texts, congratulating him. I sent him a text saying I think he owes an apology because you didn't make this deal on the day you were on the show. I felt like I had to do that, you know. And then I demanded not one but two bottles of wine from Milan, and he responded back quickly or relatively quick. He was a little busy, you know. I don't know why I didn't get a response back. I mean, thought I could hang out with Quinn Hughes and bring him back and work him in the team. For some reason, that was more important than getting back to me. He said zero bottles. So I'm just over here in the corner.
Hey, at least I got back to you.
Yeah, you did. You did get back to me. Okay. What part of the reaction to this trade has stood out the most to you?
I think just the excitement that the team and the fans have had over it. Obviously, I mean, look at the hockey part. Like, he just makes our team so much better.
Yep.
He's an elite player. But I just think the excitement that everybody has around it, just because of what it does to our team. He puts us at a different level. I mean, that's it. You can see it in our play too. You can
right.
see
yes.
You can see the excitement in the guys, and they're dialed in, man. They're pretty pumped about this. So I think just that, dude, just the general excitement, and I think, you know what, I think Quinn feeling the love too from the market is great, you know, because this is a special market. This is a great place to be a hockey player, and I really think he's felt that.
You know, I'm not going to say before I would go out of my way to watch the Canucks, but when you would play him or when they were featured, I would watch him and I would think, this guy is such a unique player. I mean, the guy's skating ability. And I've been watching hockey my whole life, and there's brilliant players. But he plays, Billy, in such an atypical way as someone who understands the game about 100% better than me. How would you describe it, and does he remind you of anybody else? Because obviously we've watched great offensive defensemen before. Historically, Makar is brilliant too. But there's just something different about the way he plays.
Yeah, it's the thought process that he's going through out there. Like he's two moves ahead of everybody else, and like you saw one of his first shifts in the first game, it was he went back kind of like in the top of the circles in our zone. He did a tight move to escape someone. There was a give and go, and then another give and go. Like he set the guy up for that move to start that whole play. He's ahead of it. You know, I guess the one guy that I could think of is Scott Niedermeyer.
Yep. Like
just with the skating ability and the hockey sense, you know, and the ability to play big minutes and always have the puck. They control the game, and it's just so unique. It's just rare to have. And, you know, that's why we felt giving up what we gave up was not an issue.
You gave up quality. You have to give up quality. You're not going to get a guy who's one of the 10 to 12 best players in the game without giving up good players, and you did. Is some of this trade, though, for you to say, as well as you've played of late, and you beat Dallas recently, you beat Colorado recently, but is some of this saying, as good as we are, I don't think we can beat those guys, and now after this trade, I think we can.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, we need, in order to not just beat those teams, in order to win a Stanley Cup, we need more.
Yep.
And Quinn gives us that. And that's it. It's not just, hey, look, we've got the toughest division in hockey. I understand that. To go all the way, you need these types of players. And, yeah, we gave up three really good young players and a first round pick. This just puts us at it advances our process.
Yeah.
And it feels really good, you know, and those guys are awesome. I love those guys. They're great young kids and players and all that stuff, but this is about winning, and this pushes us ahead.
When you called the three, and then it's a draft choice, so it's Ogren, it's Rossi, and it's Bouillon, did anything in particular stand out by what any of the three said to you?
To a man, they were just – they're exactly who I expected them to be, and you know what? Honestly, they were, thank you for drafting me, thank you for giving me the opportunity, and – believing in me. They were, each one of them was like that, and which made me think, hey, look, we're doing the right thing here, and you know, Judd Brackett is drafting the type of people that we want in our organization, and I was just, yeah, they were who we thought they were.
Bill Guerin is with us for a week. He's been the talk of the league off the Blockbuster trade, acquiring, pretty simple, one of the best players in the game, Quinn Hughes. I know you've answered a number of questions about this first offer, and it was your only offer. You said, why wait? Here's my best offer. You have such reverence for those guys in Vancouver, including Rutherford, who was your boss. If it wasn't him, if it was someone where maybe you didn't have that same relationship with, would you have still offered up your best offer right at the start?
Yeah, I still would have. I just don't think. Listen, this was so important for us, you know, more than anything. This was important for the Minnesota Wild. And for us to accomplish this, you have to show that you're serious, and you have to show that you want to get this done. So I would have done it with anybody, but I think just doing it with Jim and Patrick Alvin, it just, you know, guys that I know how they operate too, and they're no BS guys too. So, if I didn't just kind of come out swinging, I would not have set myself apart.
Yep. Quinn is not a big player, right? He is the smallest defenseman, but he's still such a great player. He wins the Norris a couple of years ago. He's been a candidate all the time. Why doesn't that hurt him when it has hurt some other players of skill, not his skill level, but it has hurt some other players who, as they were moving up, the size didn't matter, and then when they get to this level, it does.
Well, it's just like Jared Spurgeon. They're just smarter than everybody else, and that's really it. They know how to the size that they have. They know how to use it to their advantage. They think their way through problems. They're quick to think, and they can see things. And they're just, if you're going to be if you're not going to be 6'2", 6'3", 6'4",
yep.
Well, then you have to be smart, and those players they exist, and they're just smarter.
The contract for Quinn runs another year and a half. You've said we believe we can show him what a hockey community this is, great team, and we believe in it. Let me ask you this hypothetical: let's say the contract was done after this year. Okay, so you don't have him for a year and a half. Do you offer the same package for him?
Yeah, honestly, I do. I you know what? We just needed this type of player.
Yep.
And I believe in what we're doing. I believe in our players. I believe in our market, our ownership, everything. I know our fans are going to, continue to show Quinn the love, and I think he's going to love it here. So I did not hesitate, and I wouldn't have.
Let's put Billy on hold. We're going to make this short break. He's still so much in the news. The Wild are back in action tonight. We'll talk about that. Also, a number of injured players, and also Billy's meatballs. We need to hear more about the meatballs that he works on. And maybe that's a way he apologized. Dave, meatballs?
I'd love some meatballs.
I'd love some meatballs. Billy Guerin, he's with us. He'll be back in moments on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, have we covered the bumper music theme of the day yet today, David?
Briefly.
Very briefly.
Briefly, due to the president's loud,
yes, that's right,
press conference last
shouting.
Night. Shouting, that's yelling, right. Screaming.
Yeah, shouting. Okay, Bill Guerin, away from hockey, okay, are you much of a shouter?
I don't think so, but I think there are people in my family that would disagree with that. I have an Irish whisper.
Okay.
So when I get excited or emotional, my voice raises. I don't feel like I'm shouting, but apparently I am.
Yeah. Among my worst qualities, and there's a list, is I sometimes can have a tone about my voice. And I don't mean it that way, but
yes.
if the other individuals involved hear it that way, including the most important people in my life, even if I don't intend to have the tone, then it's still my fault, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
it is. That annoying pitch that your voice gets to...
Thank you.
Thank you. But it's like, honestly, like... When I get excited, stuff, my voice goes up so much. Stop yelling at me. I'm like, I'm not yelling.
Exactly.
You know, but I am. But I am, and that's on me.
Okay. Is anybody, I mean, you have so many guys out, okay, and you're still playing great hockey. Anybody coming back tonight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Who would you say is the closest to returning?
We have three guys that are probably closer for the weekend.
So, because you got a couple good teams this weekend. I like to call them the Edmonton Oilers and the Colorado Avalanche. There's a couple pretty good skill players.
It's going to be a good weekend for hockey.
No kidding. Really good. So you're reasonably hopeful that those guys can come back.
Yeah, reasonably hopeful.
Okay. Who might be out the longest?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you put Brodin.
I mean, I do. I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Not going to tell me. I mean, come on. You're in such a good mood. Just made a trade.
I'm in a great mood.
Yes.
I'm in a great mood.
When I'm in a great mood, Dave, you chime in too. Don't you overshare at times when you're in a great mood?
No, I would if I was in a bad mood because I don't care anymore. If I'm in a good mood, I want to stick it to Chad. I know something you don't know.
You're not helping. Sure.
That's why the Timberwolves won't pay you $15 million to bring you back.
Yeah, exactly.
I still want an Italian bottle of wine from Billy.
Yeah. You know what? You know what,
You're
Dave?
You're probably going to get one, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dave just provided me with one of many Christmas gifts he's given me, including an Italian bottle of wine. That looks very, very good. Okay, let me ask you this.
It's trash wine.
Yeah.
He'll find out.
Yeah. This guy contends, Dave Harrigan, that all wine tastes
not what I've said.
The same. Go ahead. Explain your point of view.
My point of view is that in the same families of wines, comparing cabs to cabs, pinos to pinos, a $15 bottle tastes just like a $75 bottle.
Okay. Get out of here. Want to respond?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Let me help you.
You know what it is, too? It's, I can't pick out, like, the different, you know.
The notes.
This one's fruity, this one's nutty, this one's tannins, all that. I can't do that. But you know when it's.
That's it. You know when it's good.
You know when it's better.
Yeah, you know when it's great.
Better.
Yeah, when you've already had a couple.
You do.
Oh, yeah, did you hear that last one?
No, right away.
No, right away. Right away, I can tell. Why
if had a couple? That just start giving me the cheap.
That's actually the best. That's the right one. If you have a decent amount around you, you have the better stuff at first, and as the night goes along,
yes.
Where's that Boone's Farm? Okay, bring that over here. We're all good with that. Why is Boldy at a different level this year?
Well, I think you know his mentality has just totally changed. I think he's understanding how good he really is. And, he's, you know how you just kind of get it? You just figure it out. And I think he knows he can be great and he can help us win. And he's just so driven. And I really think that's it. Like he's so driven to, win and be a big part of it that, yeah, he's taken his game to a whole new level.
From when Yurov started in camp to where he's at now, where he's played with your top line, he just was on the line the other night with Tarasenko and Trenin, and they were tremendous, in particular Tarasenko, I want to get to in a second. Take us through his improvement from the guy you had watched, the guy you believed in, that trusted Judd to draft him, but where he went from when he first arrived to where he's at now, where he's one of your essential players.
Yeah, I mean, he just continues to improve, you know, really. Like, it's almost like week by week or game by game, he keeps getting better. And I think it's just, he's getting more comfortable with his surroundings. He's more comfortable, you know, understanding the league. Playing his game rather than trying to please his line mates. Those type things are allowing him to kind of be as good as he's been. And he's been great. I mean, he's played on the first line. He's played down, on the fourth line.
Like, yeah.
He's been all over that. So his versatility is a bonus for us.
You clearly believe in John Hines and the way your team has played late, in the top two or three for 6 weeks or so, you should. You face Dean Evason tonight. You faced him before because you play in Columbus, game that's going to start a little past 6 if folks want to check it out. When you think about working with Dean, what stands out the most?
With Dean, it's just his passion. I mean, Dino is just, so intense and just really just passionate about the team. And I don't love the term player's coach, but he coached like a player. He used the same, verbiage and language and stuff like that. It was kind of like you were playing for your captain. He just kind of, wore his emotions on his sleeve too. I loved working with Dean.
All right, let's get to these meatballs. What is your key? What allows your meatballs to rise above other meatballs?
I think it's when you're using breadcrumbs, you have to make sure that they are not just wet, like muddy, before you mix them
in. Okay, that's a fair point.
That to me, you can have all the other ingredients, but to get that the texture and the consistency of it, like that to me is the difference maker.
Okay, what kind of bread?
I use breadcrumbs.
I don't use
like stale bread or anything like that. I just use breadcrumbs.
Because I know some will buy the bread. You just go right to the crumbs, okay?
Yeah, some will buy the bread and like let it get stale, and then soak it in milk and things like that. I just go right to the breadcrumbs.
So is this for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? How does it play out for you guys?
This is for Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Okay. How big?
Normally we do like turkey and this and that, but we decided to switch it up this year. I don't. My wife told me yesterday. I think we're going to have like 50 to 60 people. So,
Dave,
Dave,
check your phone.
We're moving and we're moving and grooving.
What's two more to 50, 60?
Yeah, I mean we could bring our significant others. Just
52 or 62.
Yeah, we could make it. Is this like an evening celebration? Is it a late day celebration?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's a night. It's at night. Evening.
Night. Okay. Will you?
Yeah, evening. Like 5 o'clock.
Okay, 5 o'clock. That's a good time. Will you know everybody at the party, or will the kids and wife invite somebody, and then it's incumbent upon you to circulate with them?
The way it goes, I'll know everybody, I think. But the way it goes back to my playing days that we used to do Christmas Eve, and whoever didn't have a place to go or was from overseas or whatever was invited to our house for Christmas Eve. And if you had family in town or friends or whatever, they're invited too.
Nice.
So that's kind of the way that we continue to do this. We have friends coming over who have extended family in town, and they're all coming. So it's kind of like that. And, a phrase my dad used to always say is just add more water to the soup. People just keep coming, we'll make it work. And, we love doing it. It's just fun.
That's great. How do you feel? Let's say your wife says, we're going to this party, and let's go with 30 to 40 people. I know a few people there. You're not going to know anybody, but you're my husband. Come along. What is your initial instinct on something like that?
Let's go.
Okay, you're pretty good at that, right?
I'm going. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm pretty good at those two. Dave, how about you? How do you feel? Are you thinking, how long do we have to be here, or you're jumping in?
My go-to is, I can't talk myself out of this, my way out of this, can I?
Yeah.
Nope. All right. I'll be miserable for a few hours.
Or could you just jump in and enjoy it?
No, I can't. I'm not good at it at all. I'm terrible.
Can you fake it?
Not really.
Wow.
The other night when we made the trade for Quinn, we had our neighborhood Christmas party next door that our neighbors throw every year, and it's great. And my wife was like, look, you just had a lot going on. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. And I just said, yeah, no, I'm ready. I could use a party right now.
Exactly. It's your probably best night in your career on the GM side. Let's go. Let's have fun.
Yeah. And then we had a few of the other couples over to our house after, and we continued. It was awesome. We had a blast.
Wait, did you say you had a swingers event at the end of the night?
No. Just shut up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Put that on the headline.
Actually, it was karaoke night.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. We're only 10 minutes late to taking the break, but okay.
It was awesome.
Okay. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Everybody, you know what? I don't know. At that point in time in the night, I think I can sing anything.
I'm seeing Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Pour Some Sugar. But, okay.
No, I go more like more classic rock than anything, or like,
yeah,
yeah, it was fun.
I know what a hard rock fan you are, and also old school rock too. Do you guys have the karaoke machine, or does somebody bring that over?
Yeah. Oh no, we have it because Garen family karaoke parties are quite fun, and the kid, especially when all the kids are back home and stuff, we have a blast with it.
That's awesome. All right, man. Congrats on the deal. When you got a chance to go for a big swing, do it every single time. We love having you on. Have a merry, merry Christmas, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Billy Guerin, he's tremendous. We're lucky to have him on as a regular. We're so late, it's absurd, but hit the button.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, the song has been in so many movies. When you think of that song,
Ferris.
It's got to be Ferris, right?
Lighting the people up downtown Chicago.
Right. Is that scene too long? Do they need two songs?
Mm.
Did they need Donka Shane and Twist and Shout? Because I think they would have been better with one song.
I think it's okay because you also get the moments of Cameron and the girlfriend's name, Sloan, walking and talking too as the music's playing. So it's not
right.
Just on Ferris for six, 7 minutes.
I think one song would have been better.
Okay. Well, they're very different songs too. You gotta rile the people up after Donka
Shane. I hadn't noticed that Donka Shane and Twist and Shout are a bit different.
Just buttress
Thank
my
you.
Argument.
I mean,
you
I feel
haven't
like
fought against
John
it.
Bream is all of a sudden in the room with me. Thank you, John, for that. We will get to fraud. Again, because we carried a decent amount right at the start. But we didn't carry it when Joe Thompson was asked questions. And one of the $18 billion build the state programs, half or more is fraud. How is that possible? Half or more. So we'll get back to that multiple segments. Was it the Wolves game last night? And three great people. Joe had bid on our blood cancer event with Jordana. And we had a great time. We went to dinner at O'Donovan's, talked to Jim Pete on the court, watched the game. Three great individuals. I had a bit of a family issue pop up, so I had to go. And then I also wanted to get caught up in work, so I did not see the end of the game. The Wolves stunk. You know, I mean, anybody who's watched the Wolves knows that the record is better than how they're playing.
They lost to a great team. Happens.
No, they did not. No, they did not. And considering the teams ahead of them, and I know they've improved dramatically during this run for Chris Finch, they better improve dramatically. Now, of course, Ant's not playing, but John Morant was not playing. So pretty good player on the other side, not playing. They've just had too many games where they've played just mediocre and B teams. So I did not see the president live, but I watched it afterwards, and I thought somebody gave him the wrong meds. How fast was he talking last night?
Fast and loud.
In a concerning way. Just a breath, a punctuation, a stop. And he decided to stay on the prompter. And reading the teleprompter, does that mean you're a great president? No. Of course not. But in this telegenic era, and in a presentation, and who's about a presentation more than Donald John Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's all about. Has everything named after him, the look he has, the people around him. He cares about it. That was an awful performance from a presentation side, correct?
I agree.
Just shouting and screaming and perspiring.
Well, just watching it on TV, I could not get over where they placed the microphone. Normally it's, you know, low on,
right,
on the podium.
Yeah.
It was up, like, up covering his chin, basically.
It was strange.
Come on, people. Do we not, like, you know, put somebody there? Hey, stand there. Let me see how this looks on the screen.
This show probably, I don't know. What'd you guess? 500 times we called out Joe Biden over the years?
538,
Thank
I believe.
You. Thank you. We have a tote board on how he was deteriorating in front of us and was invisible. Just go ahead and compare Donald Trump, escalator, Donald Trump first term to Donald Trump now. Wherever you want to go. And I get it. He's 79. But that was a moment where I'm like, he's not even the same person. And then, oh, by the way, he's just playing lie after lie after lie. And it's one thing during the day where Fox cuts out of him, not just CNN, where Fox cuts out of him. He, I mean, I could give you the list. But we had this conversation yesterday, Dave, on what should the networks do? Because you're a president, you can only go to the network so many times and say, primetime address. Something significant is taking place. I want primetime on the president. This was, again, he's the victim because he's always the victim. He is the perpetual victim, and he inherited a mess. And he just is cherry-picking numbers. And again, Joe Biden, the last few years, was not equipped to be the president of the United States, in my opinion. So this is no great defense of Joe Biden. And Donald Trump went 7-0 against Kamala Harris. Okay? All that's true. But he, and then the money he's giving to the soldiers is from a program that's already established, and he's taking money from that. So this whole 1,776 when a country started, and I'm coming up with that. No, it's in a program that's already out there, and he's taking it from. So he can't even tell the truth on that. So you can believe in the guy and the policies, but if you believe in the truth, then watch that objectively, because he lies incessantly during that speech.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.